Most awkward thing I've seen all day. Producer Porkchop trying to rap. It's painful.
I was into it.
It's awkward and it's not good for you.
He definitely wants you to know that he knows all of the words.
I just sing it well, Liv.
Ooh.
That's not what I said. I just said you know all of the words. I was trying to give you like kind of a compliment because Joe said it was awkward and it was a little awkward.
I liked it. Actually, I captured it. I'll put it on our story.
I don't want it to get flagged. Maybe you shouldn't. Okay. We're trying to gain followers. Radio Now AM show, not lose them. But I know, Porkchop is your winner today. Song of the day, the category was best song that has a person's name in it. And he went with Eminem, Without Me. If you got a suggestion for a theme, send us a DM, Radio Now AM show, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'm into it. I like it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
We love sharing what we're into. It could be a place we like to eat, maybe some makeup, maybe some beauty. It could be a song, pretty much anything. If you have something, let us know what it is, 833-563-2539, so we can share it with everybody and maybe check it out ourselves. That's why we share our stuff with you, so you can check it out. For me, I'm maybe not the first person to mention this, but I really just think it's a great thing to check out, unless you're offended easily. It's Dave Chappelle. He's got a brand new Sticks and Stones actual stand-up special on Netflix. We've been talking about that it's going to be coming, but it was released this week, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. Here's him talking about the first time he found, like, weed in his son's bedroom.
And I went into my oldest son's room. I was like, hello, hello. He was gone. And I'd never done this thing before, but for some reason, I just did it. I just looked through his just to see who this mother was becoming. And I found these notebooks, and I started going through the notebooks, and it was all this wonderful poetry in them. Written as his handwriting. I didn't even know this wrote poems. And then I looked through his drawers and I opened up his middle drawer and I found this rolling paper. And I looked down at them papers like, oh, that's where that poetry's coming from.
It's really good. There's a lot of controversy in there, too. He talks about Michael Jackson, all kinds of things. But if you want to check it out, that is what I'm into. It is Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, stand-up special on Netflix. Mackenzie, what are you into?
I was going to say, Chappelle's the best.
He is great.
He is phenomenal. I'm so I'm glad he's back. Okay, I'm into this. It's interesting because I need caffeine because we get up at 3 in the morning. And I try to hydrate, so I need water. So I have discovered caffeinated water. I don't know if you've tried. There's a lot of these in the market, but it's caffeine water.
How's it taste?
It's by 3, just like water, pure spring water. It's enhanced pH, infused with electrolytes. But if you need a little pick-me-up and you don't want to do like energy shots or energy drinks, or you're like, I'm kind of tired of coffee, give it a whirl, caffeine water.
Does it work? Like, how much caffeine are we talking? Like, does it really wake you up?
It wakes me. I have a weird, like, I don't think I'm affected like a normal person by caffeine. I can drink coffee and literally go to bed, but it does perk me up a little bit, okay. I will say. I would definitely give it a try. Try it.
All right, cool. That's
would
what
you
Mackenzie's
go for this?
Into. I would if it would actually pick me up. That's just the only thing is like Liv brought up. Is it going to be like a couple of cups of coffee? Because then I'm down.
It says basically as much caffeine as a half cup of coffee.
Oh, then I'm going to have like a whole gallon of that. All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom just like coffee makes me do. Porkchop, what are you into this week?
All right, it's going to get a little gay for a second.
Excuse me?
There's this band. You probably know them. They're called Why Don't We?
Like no, I don't know.
Yes.
They're like, I don't know, it's 5 guys and they're all like young and whatever and sing song that typically girls like.
So kind of like a new One Direction.
There you go. Yes.
Are you going to play what I think you're going to play?
Well, they just came out with a song a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago and it's called What Am I? And I feel like this song relates to me because this is kind of what I'm going through right now.
I met her on a Monday evening. She was standing outside of the parking ride, and I said, hey, ma, where you been? Been looking for a woman like you for all my life. And she said, hola, talk to me before I have to leave. And one day we could be maybe more than 2 lost souls just passing by. Knew I was falling when I looked inside your eyes. She said,
he said,
I know you are. What am I?
Tell me, have you seen a sunset turn into a sunrise? Kiss right through the night, 'cause we should try that.
reply. I know you are, but what am I?
Isn't that so sweet?
It is so good. Like, yeah. we were, Porkchop and I were walking in the hall, and our boss was playing this in his office, and literally we stopped, or we were kind of in there anyway, and we're like, who is that?
I remember I heard it just a couple days ago. So yeah, that one's for Baby Blues.
Oh my god!
If you missed it, that's the name that Porkchop's throwing out for the guy he's been seeing for a week.
But me and Joe are vetoing it.
Liv, I don't think we're vetoing it. It's just the fact is it's not a dictatorship. It's a democracy. We have to go over and decide upon a name. But as of now.
I like it. I think he's in love. You guys, I have never seen Porkchop so infatuated with someone.
But you've only known him in a relationship.
Well, I
kind of want to talk about this.
No, I was with him during a breakup. During one breakup with his ex.
True.
I kind of want to talk about this as a whole separate thing. And not just you only. I know I'm picking on you. But can you really fall for somebody in a week? And then that's a whole other topic, but I would like to talk about it.
Because
it seems like Porkchop is like falling and he can't
get
up.
What if he's listening? He's going to be like, all right, he's a creeper and then he's out.
All right. Well, then let me move on to Liv then. We'll totally forget about you being creepy.
He's panicking. He's red. He's sweating.
Well, he sweats a lot. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, I am into this song. I'm sure most of you all have heard it. It's one of Taylor Swift's new songs. It was actually her last single before her album dropped. It's called Lover. I'm not kidding. I had a 2-hour drive on Sunday, and I listened to this song on repeat for the entirety of the 2 hours. Can I go? She actually performed this at the VMAs, and that was incredible, too, if you want to check that out.
And speaking of Taylor Swift, later on in the show, we will be playing a little game. I might have heard of it called Catchphrase.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, less than an hour from now, and you'll be able to win if you're on the winning team, probably Team Joe. You will get Taylor Swift's new album, Lover.
See what you did there. Just led that in.
Thank you. I'm very smooth. That's what we're into. You can check it out online on our website, but also we'll put a swipe up link later this morning on Instagram. So go follow us now. Radio Now AM Show.